daddy's old LGO.
Person whom you're trying.
morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, May 4th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride, and a wild ride it is, to be sure. It just gets wilder and stranger all the time, including Google's celebration of Georges Méliès today. That's interesting. The doodle. Experience today's doodle. You know, because, and, well, anyway. Yeah, it's interesting. I'll just say it's very esoteric, and the Flat Earth crowd is going to have lots of fun with that. So, very strange things. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Lots of big things happening. You know, it's been sort of a May Day centered week in a variety of ways. You know, basic, you know, simple things like May Day and the founding of the Illuminati by Adam Weishaupt and his co-conspirator, Mayor Amschel Bauer, changed his name to his daddy's money changing business. The sign out front, Rothschild, back on May Day 1776. And so, you know, the simple facts of history, and then, you know, related events, May Day being an important date in communist history and lore. And of course, on a related note, tomorrow marks the 200th anniversary of the birth of Karl Marx, which will be celebrated all over the world. And so that should be interesting. But that's just the tip of the iceberg for weirdness. And of course, there, you know, this week has also included some existential rants, I suppose you might say. But we're going to just sort of continue a little bit. Some headlines, some non sequitur, and then we'll kind of pick up where we left off yesterday. So tomorrow is, have you noticed this week though, there have been a lot of weird, it's like there's, you know, it's almost like there's a mini Marxist revolution happening this week. It's very interesting. And of course, not by accident, I mentioned that rhetorically. So, Some headlines that I think are interesting. BBC News, CIA Director Gina Haspel's Thailand torture ties. Yeah. And so, you know, it's interesting. That's BBC News. And it's just normal. That's like old news that was reported earlier today. But, you know, it's old news. And who cares anyway? Nobody cares. She should be, you know, talk about lock her up. This discussion that, you know, and I touched on this a while back, so I won't dive into it now. But what she and others have done eclipses some of the worst crimes folks have been prosecuted for. You know, for example, at the Nuremberg trials. Lots of interesting stuff going on, though. Washington Post story, Hawaii's Kilauea volcano erupts, prompting evacuations as lava threatens communities. It seems that bad guys have added volcanic eruptions to their stratagem. You know, Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, the birth pangs and the signs. It kind of begins the chapter with the signs. And people will say, well, you know, not everything is a conspiracy. And I would say, yes, I agree. And they would say, well, you know, bad guys can control the weather and things. That's an established fact. I mean, we remember back in the 70s, the ski hills would tell us, yeah, we're seeding the clouds, we're going to make it snow. And again, you know, Senator Claiborne Pell, the Pell Grant guy, you know, eponymous Pell Grant, he was the one who infamously said, now that we have the ability to control the weather, we don't need treaties anymore. So, you know, we have, and of course there are declassified documents that show that not only did the Naval Warfare Weapons Division admit, basically tell the world, America and the world, that they used weather modification, so-called, to influence Viet Cong troop movements back in Vietnam. But, you know, that technology goes back to at least the World War II era and experimenting on the American population, you know, according to declassified documents. So we have that, but people will say, well, but there's still, you know, there's still nature, right? Sure, but again, kind of like with Trevor Aronson's TED Talk, these days with the propensity of bad guys to do bad things and the FBI being responsible for more terrorism plots than Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Al-Shabaab combined, as Trevor Aronson pointed out in his TED Talk, why wouldn't you look there first? So the same rules apply here, you know. I'm more inclined when I see natural disasters, especially when they are convenient, so to speak, for certain people, that those are probably not of the organic variety, if you know what I mean. Anyway, continuing, CNN story, Pruitt reimbursed himself $65,000 from Oklahoma Attorney General campaign. Why not, you know? I mean, that's the world we live in now. I mean, hey, you know, what are you going to do? So that's an interesting story. What else did I see that was interesting? All kinds of stuff. It's funny, you know, NPR is reporting Trump pledged to take on the NRA. Now he's speaking at group's annual convention. Oh, you guys are seeing this duplicity too? Yeah. That's how it goes. That, again, is normalized. So, the Daily Beast reported yesterday, active duty military are notorious neo-Nazi Adam Waffen group. Notorious neo-Nazi Adam Waffen group, which is interesting. And this gets back to, it's interesting how we've sort of lost track. You know, back in the 90s, when the Butler compound in Idaho, up in Hayden, Idaho, was in the headlines, especially, you know, Ruby Ridge, that around that time, and the FBI, the COINTELPRO efforts to, you know, suborn folks like Randy Weaver, for example, and those groups being composed more of spooks than unwitting dupes, patsies, and useful idiots. It's funny how we've sort of lost track of that, a degree of separation. Again, you know, speaking of the FBI, that used to be sort of common knowledge that, you know, and that was why, that was one of the big reasons, in simple terms, in my opinion, that Randy Weaver basically just wanted to be left alone. They wanted to recruit him and suborn him as a, you know, a potential informant, and he wasn't taking the bait. So, Engadget story earlier today, criminals used a drone swarm to disrupt an FBI hostage rescue. That's interesting. GOP Maine mayor facing recall vote after tweet mocking Parkland survivor, that The Hill reported. Not really news. What about that story? I can't find that story. The Facebook executive that was using mining data to stalk women. I forget where that story was, but that's... And then, speaking of that, the CNET story, Facebook's new dating service hopes lovers, hope loves conquers all, even privacy issues. That's horribly sort of inappropriate confluence of stories. Yeah, and speaking of strangeness this week, I will say, to me, it all kind of centers the strangeness on stories like this. I was born in Libby, Montana, and there was a story earlier this week about a manhunt. It was actually 2 days ago. People were freaking out. It was the story went viral, sort of all over the area, and apparently around the area of a place known as Happy's Inn. It's kind of halfway between Libby, Montana, and a place called Kalispell, Montana. A guy just, you know, for no apparent reason, 62-year-old Don Smith of the Libby area, apparently rammed at least a half a dozen buildings with a 5-ton military-style vehicle and shot up a 1,000-gallon propane tank before running into the woods and taking his own life. Because that's normal. So that kind of reminds me of all of the stuff, again, you know, getting back to the CIA, the experiments, the fact that they had established that they could create Manchurian candidates and people to do all kinds of weird stuff back in the 50s, as, you know, part of the MK Ultra and TSS programs and so forth. And you fast forward to today, now we've had reports lately of, you know, like back east, the zombie animals, you know, zombie deer, zombie raccoons and things. It's very strange. And then you have events like this. Why? What happened? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But this, to me, is the sort of, you know, Marxist, revolutionary sort of weirdness we're experiencing these days. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, feels it's good getting used. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother.
Welcome back.
Sit me right down and he talked to me.
Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. Wow. Just crazy stuff. You don't have to look far these days, obviously, for strange stuff. Some of the headlines. So, you know, Kilauea erupting. But what was the other story that I saw? Speaking of natural disasters. Yellowstone's largest geyser erupts three times, puzzling scientists. That's the story today. The Steamboat Geyser erupted on March 15th, April 19th, and April 27th, marking the first time since 2003. It has blown three times in a year. So that's interesting. The Zero Hedge story published today, Mandalay Bay shooting, body camera footage released, no broken windows reported. So that's interesting. Las Vegas Police Department has released nearly 3 hours of footage from the October 2017 shooting at Mandalay Bay, in which Stephen Paddock killed 58 and wounded 500 more, allegedly. The footage, and it should say allegedly. Come on, Tyler. The footage shows a group of officers as they prepare to enter Stephen Paddock's 32nd floor room when one shouts, "Breach, breach, breach," before a loud explosion. The footage is the first peek into the actions of the LVPD, LVMPD, on the fateful evening. Officers slowly move around, etc., etc. Anyway, so, you know, extensive coverage on that, but again, no broken windows reported, which is interesting. New York Post reports today, cell phones may be to blame for surge in deadly brain tumors. Yeah, which reminds me of the story of the woman who had the 100 and whatever pound tumor removed. You know, fun things like that. This stuff that we call food that is not frankenfoods and glyphosate laced frankenfoods, GMOs and things that produce all kinds of any variety of health problems, and the glyphosate catalyzes other environmental toxins and so forth. And of course you have, you know, issues with technology radiating people's bodies like this New York Post story. So my suspicion is it's a setup. The cell phones, you know, this kind of story will lend itself to the wearables moving to implantables. There's a story I read about Google's Wear OS is the assistant in Wear OS is working better now. And so, you know, pretty soon we'll move to implantable OS, right? Just like Scott Klosaki, one of the salespeople for the wearables to implantables, has been running around saying. CBS News, cops, co-worker kills contractor at airport in flight over light. Weird stories. Jay-Z, radio stations are not playing his stuff. CNN reports he's ordered to appear in court after ignoring SEC subpoenas. And then there are stories like these. CBS News Today video shows military plane plunging to ground in Georgia, which reminds me of Really Graceful's YouTube video, "Something Strange is Happening in Georgia." But that's not the only story of that variety. That's CBS News, but CNN is also reporting today. 27 U.S. service members have been killed in non-combat air crashes this year. So that's interesting, I would say. New York Post and others are reporting LaGuardia Airport's security robot is giving women the creeps. They wanted RoboCop, apparently, and they got Bender. But you know what? Technology isn't going to encroach on. It's not going to take jobs, and we don't have to worry about a technocratic overrun or anything like that. Right. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. A few other stories, and then we'll move on to the non-sequitur and so on and so on and so on. NPR reported earlier this week, students held another school walkout, this time for gun rights. And that's it's interesting how these stories are spun. You know, I mentioned a couple of Thursdays ago, one of the folks that I talked to at the Second Amendment rally I attended was a student named a high school student named Braxton Showalter, and he has been in the national media spotlight sort of as the counterpoint to the walkouts as a result, supposedly, of the Parkland nonsense. But again, we got to circle back around and talk color revolution on that note. Because as the color revolutionary intellectual sparks, as Mike Huckabee might have said 10 years ago, as they would put it, there is no such thing as a spontaneous uprising. There's no such thing as a bunch of high school students starting 501c4s and brokering airline deals and hotel convention room deals and all kinds of other nonsense, mm-hmm. and coordinating, marches in 800 cities and so on and so on. And it's just a fact that a number of the most effective community organizers were borrowed from other groups, you know, like the Women's March and Bloomberg's group and so on and so on and so on. Michael Bloomberg, that is. So anyway, students held another school walkout, this time for gun rights. And so, you know, this story focuses on Will Riley, an 18-year-old high school senior from New Mexico. And he says, "It all starts with myself and a few of my friends in my living room making calls," he told NPR. And the story mentions Braxton Showalter up in Montana, northern Montana. About 100 students left their classrooms in Columbia Falls High School to stand outside on a grassy area, Montana Public Radio reported. In Michigan, between 50 and 100 students gathered outside Grand Ledge High School, according to member station WKAR. Senior named Zach Bell, standing by a military honor guard, asked fellow classmates to remember the work of police officers and soldiers. That's interesting. So, you know, and then the story closes with the Tea Party patriots also got involved. Now, this all reminds me of that Rand Corporation monograph, 1996 monograph, The Advent of Net War, 1996, when the internet was still fledgling. You know, Al Gore invented the internets, not really, but you know, the legislation that made what we call the internet now possible, sure, 1989, yes, but the ARPANET dates back to 1969. But that monograph by John Arquilla and David Ronfelt predicted this kind of stuff. The information revolution is, and this was when the, you know, before, I mean, you know, the internet was fledgling. So the summary, the information revolution is leading to the rise of network forms of organization with unusual implications for how societies are organized and conflicts are conducted. Net war is an emerging consequence. The term refers to societal conflict and crime short of war, in which the antagonists are organized more as sprawling leaderless networks than as tight-knit hierarchies. Many terrorists, criminals, fundamentalists, and ethno-nationalists are developing net war capabilities. In 1996, you know, this is one of those foreshadowings that, well, it happens because bad guys aren't predicting the future so much as they're writing it. A new generation of revolutionaries and militant radicals is also emerging with new doctrines, strategies, and technologies that support their reliance on network forms of organization. Net war may be the dominant mode of societal conflict in the 21st century. It may. These conclusions are implied by the evolution of societies, according to a framework presented by this RAND study. The emergence of net war raises the need to rethink strategy and doctrine to conduct counter-net war. Traditional notions of war and low-intensity conflict as a sequential process based on massing, maneuvering, and fighting will likely prove inadequate to cope with non-linear, swarm-like, information age conflicts in which society and military elements are closely intermingled, in which societal and military elements are closely intermingled. Still an interesting read. You can download it, and they talk about, you know, Tea Party groups and all kinds of stuff. Very prophetic, or maybe not, but I digress. The Advent of Net War. It's finally, I think, really starting to, if you read it, you know, and some of us have been talking about it for a long time, it's finally starting to really, you know, come to full fruition. But, you know, then, of course, you look deeper and you see all of these forces behind all of this stuff, the community organizing, the massive amount of funding and organization that it takes to pull off these spontaneous sorts of nonsense, and you realize that, of course, you know, it's all a show. It's all a show, and You know, everyone has to play their part. Places, everyone, places. And so that's what I think of when I think of, you know, these groups that start infighting. Now we're going to start pitting high school students against one another. I wonder, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be fun? Maybe I should talk to Braxton about this. But wouldn't it be fun if these kids could sit down and have a conversation? Hey, guys, let's go read. Let's study the Second Amendment and, you know, some of the Federalist Papers, some of the reasons for and against. Let's dig into the details and specifics on this, and then let's talk about it. Maybe even debate it in sort of a formal or maybe a semi-formal setting, just amongst the students, instead of these marches that really, again, are going to balkanize these young people against one another. And, you know, that's what we can expect for the next generation. I think Eric Swalwell reminds me of, a generation older than this generation that will end up doing this sort of thing. And speaking of him, where is that story that I saw on him? And, you know, then there's all this Russian stuff that has come out in the last day or so. The Heritage story, how a far-left propaganda machine got a respected legal group expelled by Amazon. That's not exactly what I'm talking about, but... Oh, here's one of the stories on Swalwell. Town Hall reported today. Dem senator shares his idea for assault weapons buyback program, but that's disingenuous because... The other story that Town Hall and others reported, Matt Vespa wrote the story published today. Democratic congressman, let's force gun owners to turn over their AR-15s and other rifles. Honestly, who wrote this? Yeah, I know it's from Eric Swalwell. But who on this staff wrote this rather great piece of comedy regarding military-style assault rifles? He wants to ban them, buy them back, and prosecute anyone who doesn't abide by his proposed law via USA Today. And then you have an extended excerpt. It's interesting. You know, the Australian... Why are we talking about these other places? And the more we get sucked in, you know, we might play a clip. W. Kirk McNulty, Mason historian extraordinaire, so to speak. Talking about how if Americans really want to understand Masonry, they should return to the lodges where they, you know, this order originated. And of course, they all point back to 1717 and the Grand Lodge. But I would go back and they say, you know, officially they say, well, there's no way that we can know exactly where and when it sprung up. And, you know, it probably dates back to the days of Solomon, obviously, the wisest man who ever lived. But we can't know for sure. Well, it seems pretty clear to me in Genesis 11, the roots lie right there where, you know, the Tower of Babel and brick and mortar and making a name for ourselves that will endure throughout the ages, all that nonsense. Anyway, so... It's just interesting to me, you know, that there is this all roads lead to Mecca sort of push to openly return to subjugation under the British Empire. You know, we constantly hear from folks like the Piers Morgans and so on telling us that we should surrender, we should capitulate and acquiesce to, you know, gun control legislation like Australia. Meanwhile, Australians are not thrilled with that. There are a number of incidents that you can find where that has been deleterious. And so we're encouraged to go the way of London, for example. And pretty soon, you know, we'll have to ban knives and maybe paper, because you could cut someone with paper. You never know. You might be able to murder people with a sheet of paper. Anyway. There was a time, though, that we were making a marked separation. You know, there was a time when, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitled them. And there was a letter written, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Have we decided that separation was just mean? It was mean-spirited and cruel. But I digress. So, other interesting stories. You know, the Zachary Cruz story keeps getting more and more interesting. CNN, brother of Parkland shooter, accuses county of torture, files lawsuit. I think the story of Zachary Cruz is very interesting. Ben Swan did a reality check yesterday. Who's funding the White Helmets today? CBS News. And if you know who the White Helmets are, it's just awesome. The White Helmets guy running away with the pyramid on the back of his jacket that looks very Illuminized. Anyway, so CBS News, U.S. freezes funding for Syria's White Helmets. That's fun. Less than 2 months ago, the State Department hosted members of the White Helmets at Foggy Bottom. All right, so we hosted Al-Qaeda. Cool. You know, kind of a return to your roots sort of thing. They weren't in Langley anywhere, but what do you do? Didn't visit Langley or Arlington or, you know. But hey. So that's an interesting story. And, you know, there are countless other strange stories. But, yeah. One of the other stories that I saw on Zachary Cruz yesterday was the Newsweek story, Zachary Cruz to sue over dehumanizing treatment, which is interesting because, you know, the official headline, Zachary Cruz to sue over dehumanizing treatment in jail, nonprofit organization says, everything's controlled opposition. A nonprofit group by the name of Nexus Derechos Hermanos made the announcement on Wednesday on behalf of Zachary Cruz. The Miami Herald reported the civil rights law firm said they would discuss the federal lawsuit during a press conference on Thursday in front of Broward County Circuit Court, according to a press release. And you will recall that clip we played of, oh gosh, who is it? In the morning. Anyway, CNN affiliate, she was shocked. You know, $25,000 he's held Zachary Cruz for trespassing. It was actually 50, but you know, she's getting the talk in her earpiece, and she says, you know, it's usually 2,500, 25 what? $25. So he was actually held on $50,000 bail, and bail is usually $25 in these incidents. And I was, you know, saying, speaking of all of this kind of stuff, the Eighth Amendment. Excessive bail should not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. But hey, you know what? The feudal system works great, worked great back then, and it'll work great now, right? But I digress. Anyway, we should probably move on. You know, and the Kyle Cashew thing is ridiculous too. He's not pro Second Amendment. In truth, that's a, sort of a misnomer. Anyway, another the story Matt Vespa's story earlier this week. Mayday, Parkland student Kyle Cashew isn't the only one being harassed for going to the gun range. And you know, this is manufacturing a crisis. Stephen Hawking's, you know, everybody's talking about his final theory sheds light on the multiverse. This, again, you know, we might play a clip. So something that, and this is sort of maybe a hinting at future reporting on this broadcast, something that I've sort of been thinking about for a while, the fact that, you know, I mentioned the Talmudic, the creeping Talmudic influence. And in the past, I referred to it as the creeping Talmudic, Kabbalistic influence at K-House over the last several years. And when it comes to that subject, something that for those who are interested, I guess, in paying attention, Hermetic alchemy, the Kabbalah, and the Zohar specifically are coming more and more out into full front and center view. And so the stories of Stephen Hawking's final theory, this is kind of a confluence of this kind of stuff, Hermetic alchemy, Kabbalah, the Zohar, and what I usually say about, you know, Stephen Hawking's theories or his writings will be bent in somewhat surreptitiously to an agenda and to further said agenda, in the same way that I've mentioned that, you know, Marx wasn't a Marxist in the contemporary sense exactly. Darwin wasn't a Darwinist. Hegel wasn't the author of the Hegelian dialectic. Luther wasn't a Lutheran. Calvin wasn't a Calvinist, and so on and so on. Which reminds me also of you know, God's admonition to us in the Ten Commandments not to make any graven image. You know, you shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness, et cetera, et cetera. And what ends up happening, it's not, you know, there's obviously the worship aspect of it, and Romans 1, again, worshiping the creature or the creation rather than the creator. But I think there's also an element of what we see happening in contemporary history, so to speak, of things being conscripted to a sort of evil agenda, as I would put it. And that might be too much, too existential, but it's kind of what it reminds me of. So I should probably get back on track. You know, speaking of non-sequitur, a bit of non-sequitur, I want to get back to this here in a second. Remember the so-called 1918 Spanish flu pandemic? Maybe I'll save this for the top of the second hour. Some interesting things, speaking of all of the things that have gone on recently, you know, going back to around the first of the year, I was saying it's going to be an interesting year with a lot going on and a lot of very strange things happening these days. And so speaking of, you know, strange stories and strange deaths, the Ben Swan report you can find over at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's one of the stories top stories right now, the reality check, who's funding the White Helmets. And like I said, that's funny because CBS News is reporting, oh, you know, we're going to stop the funding. And then you get into the roots of, you know, British intelligence, counterintelligence guy is instrumental. And anytime somebody tries to interview him, oh, no, I'm not, can't talk about it. Well, I thought this was a noble thing. Why don't you want to talk about it? That's kind of weird. Anyway, so speaking of passings, another Chuck, again, over at RBN, the story, talk radio pioneer Chuck Harder dies, was on the forefront of broadcast evolution, forging new paths. That's from WorldNet Daily. And talk show host Chuck Harder has died nearly 40 years after he began his career in talk radio. His death, which took place April 10th, received little coverage in the media at the time, but now Harder is being remembered by those who knew him and worked with him. So that's an interesting story. And so there's that if you're interested. And reading more about that. But some other interesting stories over at RBN, the $21 billion debt that most Illinoisans know nothing about. The body cam footage is also, that story is up. And some other great stories. This one's interesting. Police cadets quit exposed department for training cops to view public as cockroaches they're at war with. And maybe we'll touch on that when we come back because, well, yeah, we'll connect some dots. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up. Stick around.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.